this Wednesday night net. Your net control station. V8, why is this?
My name is Josh, and I'm located in the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on September 14th. It will be at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Aries, the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KB8YQS. I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County Area's business and or announcements, or AWRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KB8YQS.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
KD8, Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, KD8, IIB, Kevin.
Net acknowledges the usual suspects, KA8, RLC, Cal, and KA8IIB, Kevin. Are there any other stations with bulletins or announcements for the net at this time? Please call KP8YQS. Thank you, sirs. I will now take check-ins using the quadrants divided by I-70 and I-71. Please call in groups of three or four at a time. Are there any stations north of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KB8YQS.
Hello, 8 Lima Echo, K8LE. Andy.
Yeah, Terry.
November 8, Papa, Victor, Charlie, N8PVC, John.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, KD8, SYP, Bob.
That acknowledges Andy, K8LE. I got a copy of, or a double with you and Terry, but it may be the same Terry that checked in a couple later. So N8PVC John, N8AL Terry, and KD8SYP. Brad, was that the same Terry? Did I miss anybody? Please call KB8YQS.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Sorry, Terry, give me the last three again.
Kilo Scott, KEAPWR.
This is Terry, Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, YFW.
NA8L, correction, November Alpha 8 Lima, Terry.
All right, NET acknowledges KD8YFW, Terry, and the other Terry, NA8L. That's actually myself, so I reversed them. Sorry about that. Thanks for the correction. NET acknowledges also acknowledges KE8PWR, Scott. Those six down and appears to be confirmed. I will take one more round from this northeast quadrant. Please call KB8YQS.
So that's KD8OFT. Name's Daniel.
Daniel, I got you down with a KD8OFT. Thank you very much. Moving on, are there any stations which are south of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KB8YQS.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8, speak.
I'll acknowledge you, Paul, KB8, CMW. Are you down there by your lonesome, or is anybody else in the southeast quadrant south of 70 and east of 71? Please call KB8YQS. Moving on, are there any stations south of I-70 and west of I-71 looking for the southwest quadrant? Please call KB8YQS.
KB8SVT, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, Brad.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
KD8WQY, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
That acknowledges KE8SVT, Brad, W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, and KD8KSI, Holly. Any corrections? All right, are there any other stations in the southwest quadrant who would like to check in at this time? Please call KB8YQS.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Why isn't this thing working?
Hi, Ed, NAUTI. Got you down. Are there any other stations in the southwest quadrant, south of I-70 and west of I-71? Please call KB8YQS.
Let's try this one.
Alrighty, how about north of I-70 and west of I-71? please call KB8YQS for the northwest quadrant.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, and I also have an announcement. KE8ANW.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8CJF, Mark.
KE8TGG, Aaron, Kilo Echo 8, Tango Golf Golf.
All right, Brian, KEANW, I've got you down up in the announcement section. Mark, NEVJF, and Aaron, KE8TGG. Any other stations north of I-70 and west of I-71, please call KB8YQS. Got you down, KEWP and Sharon. give me your call sign again, Sharon. Sharon A-S-E-Y. Any other stations north of I-79 and west of I-71? Give me a call, KB-8-Y-Q-S. Acknowledges W8WSE. Thanks for checking in, Bill. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday night net. Please call KB8YQS. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County Aries to participate. Somebody try them, but you're not holding audio. Hopefully you can get in after the announcements. At this time, I will go back to those stations having Franklin County Aries announcements. I'll begin with Cal, K8RLC.
Good evening, Josh. Good evening, Annette. This is K8RLC. Upcoming events. Right now, we had on the schedule, or kind of went on the schedule for this coming
Sunday on the 11th, the Columbus Rolling Stroll, as far as I know at this point, that is a non-event, or at least has been postponed. I've not heard anything from the organizers, so I'm going that they're not holding it. Next one coming up that I think A&W is going to talk about is the Fall Challenge on the 25th. We have the SCT on October 1st, which more details will be coming out on that. Then we've got Crop Walks on the 9th, and then also on the 2nd of October will be Step Up for Stephanie. And then our big one, October 16th, is the Columbus Marathon. Right now, I think there are 13 people on the list signed up, so it's a good start. Please go to the website.com/ham and please register for the Columbus Marathon. And with that, Josh, I'll give it back to you, K8RLC.
Thanks, Kyle. You did cut out on the website address, but I think it's columbusmarathon.com/.
Columbus Marathon Volunteers.com/ham.
Copy that. Columbus Marathon Volunteers.com/ham. Hopefully everybody on frequency has heard enough times they'll remember it. Kevin, how about your announcement? KD8IIB from KBOIQS.
Sounds good to me, Josh. Upcoming nets and openings. Next week, September 14th, KA8RLC, Cal. September 21st is the in-person meeting this month. That's twice in a week. People thought it was the 14th, but unless somebody knows something, I don't know, it's the 21st. So the in-person on the 21st, September 28th, NABJF, Mark. I have openings for now that we're into September, I've got openings for October, October 5th and October 26th. If anybody on the air tonight would fill one of those, I'd appreciate it. Speak now.
I'm sure you can give me one of them. Give me QS.
Okay, Josh, since you're doing it tonight, I'll put you down for October 26th. Still have October 5th, which is still a month away, but if anybody wants it, say it now.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha November Whiskey. I'll take the 5th of October.
KE8ANW.
Okay, Brian, I got you down. KE8ANW for October 5th. Thank you, everybody. That fills up October. With that, back to net. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. I put it on my calendar. N8UTI, are you still on frequency?
Yes.
It was my understanding from the last net that you currently have control over the web page. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm getting ready to add that link for Cal.
So would you mind updating the weekly net and the in-person meeting? The in-person meeting, according to the webpage, is September 14th instead of the 21st, which was why my announcement was off. So could you review the calendar and update it, please, on the homepage?
Okay, I thought I already did that, but okay.
No worries. Brian, K8ANW, are you ready for your announcement?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Josh. This is KE8ANW. I'm looking for more people for the Fall Challenge at Deer Creek State Park on September 25th. I have a good group started, but I would love to have five or six more would be a great thing. If anybody's interested, this is KE8ANW. Hearing crickets, I will return it back to the net control. This is KE8ANW.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, sorry, I checked my calendar, but I will be up in Newark that weekend, and we'll be back till like 5 p.m. or 7 p.m., so I won't be able to help you. Sorry about that.
KE8PRW.
KE8Power. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Brian, I might be able to help you out. Can you email me the times and details at my call sign at Gmail? I think I can probably help you out.
Copy that, Scott, and I will mail it to you tonight. This is KE8ANW. Thank you.
KE8PWR.
Thank you very much, Scott. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please provide your name, call sign, and which quadrant you might be in. Please call KB8YQS. So I do hear somebody chirping the repeater, but you're not carrying audio. Is anybody able to catch him on reverse? I heard a Scott sticking in there, so maybe. Sorry, sir, I'm not able to catch you. Hey, Mark, check the 275. See if that's your brother's trying to check into the net.
Scott had a very strong signal in Marble Cliff when he tried that in and just got the name out, K8OVP, to the 275.
And can Mark, you double with each other, but I did hear Bill confirm that he was the one checking in, so I am marking KDGUJ in, as he can definitely hear us, but he's just not hitting the repeater.
Hey, PVC.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I forgot the ID last time, and it is fixed now. And just have the verbiage screwed up between the two dates. N8UTI.
I'm getting confused. Okay, Ed, I think you just said you fixed the website for the calendar for the meeting, so thank you very much. John, did you have something you were going to add?
Yes, I'm interested in the person who's not able to make the repeater where he's at, what kind of radio he has, and so we can do a little troubleshooting. NAPVC.
Call sign is KD8GUJ. It's Bill Fergus. He is solid on the 275 right now. So you can hit him up on the 275 postnet. I know where he lives. I'm not sure he's at home right now. Unless unless you consider that warranted, traffic warranted for the net to prolong our time. Okay, John, he is in Cardington, Ohio, so he's doing a long haul.
I would think that should normally work, but anyways, it is a ways away. Thank you. NAPVC.
Not a problem. KBYQS.
He is also mobile. He can normally get into it from his house. On a base antenna, NAPVJS.
Copy, NAPVC.
Josh, this is Scott, K8PWR. Let me know if you got a second.
We're still mid-net. Are you? Is this for the net or is this something else afterwards?
Afterwards, I'm sorry. I thought the net was closed.
That's okay. I'll definitely hang on afterwards for discussion. We are now into the section of event recaps, and I actually think we have one. Would the event coordinator for this past weekend's event like to do a recap?
Most certainly, Josh. This is K8RLC. We had the Greenview Heights, Kids Try, or Try the Heights, lots of different names, but the Kids Triathlon. I am pleased to say in the 9-10-year-old category, my granddaughter came in third, so she made the podium. So I can brag a little bit on that. And far as the ham radio, extremely well. Haven't heard any comments from anybody of problems, so I'm guessing there were none. We did get a nice big thanks from the people in Grandview, the officials, and from the race officials in Greenswell. So with that, I'll turn it over if anybody else has any comments. K8RLC.
I do know that getting the four of us, or getting my full family out, that was a fun event, and we had some good friendly interactions with other volunteers as well as the officers on course. Anybody else who would like to give some input as to how they their experience of day at the Try the Heights Triathlon? Please call KBYQS. Fair enough. We'll go for one more round of check-ins. For anybody we may have missed earlier, please call KB8YQS.
W8RV. Mobile.
W8RV, I hear you loud and clear. Which quadrant are you in? And what's your name?
I am Northwest, and I am Ken, Kilo Echo November. So I will, I'm glad I made this one. Most of the time I have a meeting that.
All right, Ken, got you in as W8RV, and yeah, we had an event to recap. This net lasts a little bit longer. Anybody else who would like to check in before I close the net? no further business or check-ins, I'm now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KB8YQS returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KB8YQS signing clear. Good evening and 73. Kevin, I got you for 24 with 32 minutes.
Exactly what I got, Josh. Thanks for taking it tonight. KD8, IIB.
Not a problem. I'll clean my chicken scratch up a little bit and send this over to you and John again. Hey, while I'm transmitting, Scott Key, PWR from KBYQS. What's up, sir?
Sorry for interrupting the net there. I hit the volume and I didn't hear anything, so I thought the net was over. I apologize. I was wondering if you had heard anything on Jamboree on the Air or anything like that. I'm actually also on a Zoom meeting with my committee.
I know that it is happening, but I've not been part of any communications about planning for it quite yet. I know Ed up in Marysville likes doing a JOTA station at Camp Lazarus.
Copy. Okay. Well, if you hear any more about that, let me know. If not, I might just plan something for my unit here in Reynoldsburg. So I just wanted to touch base.
I'll send an email to Ed and you at the same time and start some conversation about it. KBYQF.
Appreciate that, KE8PWR.
NAPBC.
Hey, John from KBYQF.
So what were those numbers tonight?
Quantity of 24 people and 32 minutes.
Thank you, NAPBC.
Not a problem, KBYQF.
Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
radio station.
KDAGUJKE8SVT. Go ahead, Bill.
Sir, can you copy from my residence? Evidently, mobile just doesn't quite cut it.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Bill.
All right, thank you, sir.
KE8SVT. Try the 275 again, Bill.
Yeah, the 06 has all bars showing, so he must have fixed the 06, but I just can't get into it from the mobile.
Yeah, it's a newer repeater in unit there. It is.
Yeah.